Mukund Mohan has been watching tech companies celebrate record revenue while simultaneously handing out layoff notices, and he'd like a word.
This episode is one deep dive into the financial mechanics quietly reshaping how tech companies hire, compensate, and measure success. Stock-based compensation, AI token economics, and what it means for anyone leading a team right now.
Let's start with the capital efficiency playbook nobody's putting on a slide deck.
The core tension here is a paradox. Companies posting record growth are still cutting headcount, and the explanation isn't in the product roadmap. It's in a line item most employees never think about.
Stock-based compensation. The RSU-fueled hiring binge that made unprofitable companies look like they were printing money because Wall Street was watching free cash flow, not GAAP net income.
Right, and the post lays out exactly why that worked and why it stopped working. The framing is direct. It was the ultimate hack. Hire aggressively, keep your cash, and let equity dilution pay the bills.
Until investors decided they actually wanted profits? Funny how that changes the math.
It changes the math dramatically. The post walks through a concrete comparison. A traditional senior San Francisco engineer at $350,000 in total loaded cost, heavy on RSUs, versus what it calls the AI-pilled engineer at $285,000 with a 15% cash premium, but only $5,000 in AI token spend and zero equity dilution.
So companies are paying slightly more in cash, paying almost nothing in compute, and wiping out huge blocks of upcoming RSU vestings in one move.
That's the double move the post describes. Free cash flow accelerates because the equity overhang disappears. And because token costs carry no equity attachment, operating expenses drop enough that structurally GAAP unprofitable companies are suddenly flipping into real net income.
Cloudflare, Wix, ClickUp, the post names them specifically as companies posting spectacular metrics while the layoffs continue. The numbers look like winning. The org chart looks like shrinking. Both are true.
And the post is direct about what this means for anyone leading a team. The goal is no longer to grow your headcount to prove your empire's size. Empire building is a liability. The new mandate is revenue per employee. Tight feedback loops between elite human talent and low-cost compute.
Fewer people, more leverage, and the equity savings fund the whole thing. Elegant, if you're not the one being restructured.
The underlying shift is structural. How companies account for talent is changing what talent looks like.
Next time, we'll see what else Mukund's been turning over. There's always something that doesn't add up, until it does.